It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for August 2nd. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, getting a handle on the fires in California. Firefighters continue to gain ground on that massive car fire near Redding, California, and the Ferguson fire in the south that's threatening the Yosemite National Forest. But there are other fires that have popped up around the state. North of San Francisco, residents from about 60 homes were evacuated Tuesday evening as a fire near the Mendocino National Forest erupted, and about 9 miles northwest of Yuba City, California. The Butte Fire, spreading quickly, has burned more than 1,500 acres as of Wednesday morning. The Carr Fire has burned through about 115,000 acres. It's about 30% contained as of Wednesday morning. That's an improvement, only about 20% contained on Monday. It's destroyed more than 1,000 homes, left 6 people dead. It's now considered the 7th most devastating fire in the history of California. Topic number 4, breakthrough in Afghanistan. Possibly. There's a report that a senior American diplomat met with representatives of the Taliban in Qatar last week. This is remarkable. It would be the first time that the American government has met directly with the Taliban since we invaded there, well, in 2001. I mean, think about that. There are kids graduating from high school today who were still in diapers when our soldiers first went into Afghanistan. Well, officials in Washington have not confirmed that there was a meeting, but they do acknowledge that Alice Wells, who is our diplomat responsible for Afghan affairs, was in Qatar last week. Taliban said that they did meet and that the meeting produced very positive signals. They're talking about another truce between Taliban forces and the Afghan government. Now, the other reason this meeting is remarkable is because there weren't any representatives from the government of Afghanistan present. This kind of acknowledges the facts on the ground, which is that the so-called government in Afghanistan barely controls the city of Kabul and the area right around it, much less the entire country. So, you know, in 17 years, what have we accomplished except spread a lot of money around, which wound up in the pockets of some very bad people? The production of opium poppies is much higher now than it was under the Taliban. We really haven't accomplished much. But the people in Afghanistan remember from the long occupation by the Russians, a day is coming when the foreign soldiers will go home and the Taliban will come back. And then the collaborators who worked with the Russians or the Americans will not be treated well. I think the only end game for the United States at this point is to get out of Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq with as much dignity as we can, because they're really, we cannot impose a representative republic style of government on a tribal people whose loyalty is to family first, tribe second, and there is no sense of national identity in those places. Topic number 3, knives don't kill people. You know the rest. Sadly, in the United Kingdom, this isn't funny. An epidemic of knife crime there is straining the National Health Service in the UK. The rise in violent stabbings in London has spread to the rest of the major cities in England. According to Adam Brooks, who's a trauma surgeon at the Nottingham University Hospital's NHS Trust, he said his team is now dealing with about 3 serious stab cases a day. Some victims spend months in the hospital recovering, and of course it's putting a drain on supplies of blood for transfusions. Mr. Brooks' warning comes after the Met Police in London report an average of 45 knife crimes per day in London, per day. And 80% of the police forces around the country report a rise in stabbings last year. Blood supplies are dropping. According to the NHS, supplies of O negative, which is basically the universal blood type, anybody can take O negative, dropping so quickly they may soon be have less than a 2-day supply unless new donations come in. Topic number 2, priorities. This is something I bring up every now and again, the pension shortfall in the United States, a ticking time bomb ready to blow up the American economy. The pension shortfall in the United States is now about the size of the annual gross domestic product of Japan. $5 trillion more promised in pensions than are in the pension funds. This is according to Wall Street Journal. State and local pension plans now have less than 3/4 of the money that they need to meet their promised payouts. This is the lowest level since 2001. In dollar terms, again, $5 trillion, about the size of the Japanese economy. Governments are going to have to either raise taxes, cut a deal with pensioners to get them to take less money than they were promised, or start diverting money from other budgets, or these pension funds will be insolvent, broke. So, what major policy initiatives are our elected officials in Washington working on? Senator Kamala Harris of California, who's considered a front runner for the Democratic nomination for president in 2020, and other Democratic senators have proposed a bill that would require the U.S. Census Bureau and the American Community Survey to start directly asking Americans about gender identity and sexual orientation. Their claim is that this information is required for the Justice Department, for example, to effectively enforce civil rights laws, and for the Department of Housing and Urban Development to fulfill its mission. Exactly how tabulating data on our sexual preferences will help the Federal Housing Administration fulfill its mission escapes me. This is virtue signaling on the part of Senator Harris, who, again, is most likely running for president, just hasn't officially announced it yet. And topic number one, drinking Canada dry. It's the punchline to an old joke about whiskey from north of the border, but in this case, it's a joke of a lawsuit. A customer, according to Washington Post, couldn't find any ginger in the Canada Dry ginger ale she was drinking, and so she has filed a lawsuit. A woman named Julie Fletcher filed a suit alleging that Canada Dry doesn't contain ginger. The listed ingredients on the bottle, if you look, are carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, citric acid, benzoate, sodium benzoate, that is, natural flavors, and caramel colors. Her attorney says Ms. Fletcher believed Canada Dry was made with ginger root and as a result was a healthy alternative, or healthier alternative, to regular sodas. Similar lawsuit in Missouri was dismissed in June. Laboratory tests in that case, laboratory tests, confirmed that there was no ginger in Canada Dry's ginger ale. The company argued that ginger was used to make those natural flavors. This happens more often than you'd think. A famous lawsuit, which was dismissed, accused the sandwich chain Subway of being an inch or two short on its foot-long subs. Chobani, the yogurt company, was sued because yogurt labeled Greek was actually made here in the United States. And there have been multiple lawsuits against Kellogg's by people who believed that Fruit Loops contained real fruit. The fact that it was spelled F-R-O-O-T might have been a clue. Well, tomorrow we talk about a serious topic, biblical giantology. I mean that seriously, actually, because the giants of old, the Rephaim, the Nephilim, actually played a very important role in Christian and Jewish theology, but also end times prophecy. That's the subject of my forthcoming book, and it's what I'll be talking about at this conference, the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference in Lubbock, Texas, tomorrow and Saturday. This is at the Fellowship. Pastor Dan Crestman hosting the conference. Other featured speakers include Dr. Judd Burton, author of the Nephilim Dossier, and Dr. Gregory Reed, an expert in satanic ritual abuse. Limited space because it's in a church, so you might want to get your tickets in advance. They're only $5. $5 for this conference, and you can get those at burtonbeyond.com. Burtonbeyond.com. If you're in the area and you want to show up, you can buy tickets at the door as well. Again, only $5 for the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference, Friday and Saturday at the Fellowship in Lubbock, Texas. For information and registration, burtonbeyond.com. Next weekend, Sharon and I travel to New York, my first trip to Long Island. The Hyatt Regency Long Island hosts the Lifting the Veil Conference from Hear the Watchmen. Now, we got a couple of deals for you here. If you'd like to be there, if you can travel and be there, they've got a great rate on the hotel, and we can save you $20 on the conference registration. Use the promo code Gilbert20, that's Gilbert20, and that'll get you $20 off the conference. You can see L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Carl Gallops, Rabbi Zev Perot, Pastor Paul Begley, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, and more. Casper McLeod will be there. Sharon and I will be there, and we hope we can see you face-to-face, but if you can't be there, You can get the live video stream, well, nearly live, it's tape delayed, but see the video stream and you'll get a second conference available on video for the same price. It's like getting two conferences delivered to your home for the price of one. And again, if you use the promo code Gilbert20, you get 20% off that as well. Information and registration for the Lifting the Veil conference from Hear the Watchman at hearthewatchman.com. And again, use the promo code Gilbert20. Take us with you, your smartphone or tablet. We can deliver these reports right to you wherever you are. We've got an app for Android, iOS, Windows phones, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. It's a free app, and you'll find the link to download the app at the website, skywatchtv.com, where you'll also find links for instructions on adding the SkyWatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. If you've got a set-top box, put our channel on it, and then you can watch us on your schedule. You'll find all of my stuff at my website, derekpgilbert.com, and prepare for science tomorrow, Sci Friday, with our science advisor and my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert. Until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, many of you know by now that we are hosting another True Legends Conference this September at the Mansion Theater in Branson, Missouri. Today we're excited to announce that live streaming for this event is now available on gen6.com. Last year's True Legends Conference was an incredibly powerful event. All of our speakers delivered compelling presentations on a range of topics dealing with the Genesis 6 narrative. Many of the people who joined us in Branson or live streamed online said this was the best conference they've ever experienced. We received testimonies from people all over the world whose lives were profoundly touched by this event.
This year, Gen 6 Productions, SkyWatch TV, and InfoWars are joining forces against the technocratic elite and their Luciferian agenda. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, David Knight, Hugo de Garis, and myself, among other dynamic speakers, will be addressing the rise of transhumanism and the hybrid age. We are living in a pivotal moment in history. The imminent convergence of emergent technologies in the fields of genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, and cybernetics is about to revolutionize every facet of human society and fundamentally redefine what it means to be human. The stakes could not be higher. It is imperative that we comprehend the prophetic implications of what is about to happen to the human race on planet Earth.
True Legends, a conference 2018, will be taking place from the 14th through the 16th of September at the Mansion Theater in Branson, Missouri. Seating is limited and the venue is almost sold out, but you can watch the conference live online from the comfort of your own home by purchasing a live streaming ticket on gen6.com.
Don't miss the opportunity to be a part of this extraordinary event. Go to gen6.com today and join the resistance. Purchase your live streaming ticket today and watch every session from last year's conference for free on gen6.com.